From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri Governor Mike Parson is tapping a young state lawmaker with experience in state finances to be the next treasurer. That's 31-year-old Scott Fitzpatrick. Jonathan All reports.
Fitzpatrick of Berry County is the Republican House Budget Chairman. He also owns a dock repair company. Fitzpatrick says the Office of State Treasurer is a perfect place to combine his interest in finance with a commitment to public service.
Anybody who knows me knows that I'm a passionate advocate for government transparency and reforming government in ways that improve the lives of the people of the state.
Fitzpatrick is taking the office being vacated by Eric Schmidt, who is moving to the Attorney General's job after Josh Hawley's election to the U.S. Senate. Parson says he has not yet determined the exact date Fitzpatrick and Schmidt will be sworn in, but transition planning is underway. I'm Jonathan All.
If you're flying to or from St. Louis tomorrow, be patient. Lambert Airport says tomorrow is expected to be the peak day for holiday travel, with more than 22,000 passengers flying into or out of the airport. Lambert officials project a 4% increase in passenger check-ins over a 13-day period that runs from the weekend before Christmas through January 2nd. All told, 225,000 passengers are expected to check in and clear security over that period, compared to the 216,000 passengers a year ago. The 2 days after Christmas are expected to be the second and third busiest travel days. Lambert officials say the busy Christmas season follows a Thanksgiving holiday that saw a 5.1% increase in passenger activity. Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton has been put on administrative leave, the city announced today. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
Columbia spokesperson Stephen Sapp says the administrative leave is effective immediately and says there is no timeline on how long it will last. Deputy Chief Jill Schlute will serve as acting police chief. A City of Columbia press statement released this morning called the change a, quote, personnel issue. Dale Roberts, executive director of the Columbia Police Officers Association, says city police officers were notified of the decision in an email this morning from interim city manager John Glasscock. The decision comes about 4 weeks after the November 20th resignation of former Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis. Both Mathis and Burton faced controversies during their tenures, most recently from community members concerned about racial profiling and the city's community policing initiatives. Burton was hired from Haltom City, Texas in 2009. Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
Authorities say a 22-year-old man has died after an apparent accidental shooting in Columbia. Police said in a news release that Travis Grant died yesterday while undergoing emergency surgery at University Hospital. Another person took him to the hospital after he was shot at an apartment. The release said the investigation suggests Grant was shot accidentally and the detectives don't believe it was, quote, an intentional act. A Missouri judge has denied Johnson & Johnson's bid to overturn a $4.7 billion jury verdict awarded to 22 women who said the company's talcum powder contributed to their ovarian cancer. St. Louis Circuit Judge Rex Burleson, in a ruling yesterday, cited evidence of what he called, quote, particularly reprehensible conduct by Johnson & Johnson. Burleson wrote that the company executives knew of the presence of asbestos in the baby powder, but misrepresented the safety of the product. A jury in July awarded $4.14 billion to punitive damages and $550 million in compensatory damages after a six-week trial. Johnson & Johnson said in a statement that it will appeal, and the company says Burleson has denied similar motions in prior cases that were ultimately overturned. A St. Louis firefighter is hospitalized but in stable condition after falling through a floor of a burning building. Fire officials say the fire at a three-story apartment building was reported around 6:30 a.m. today. Fire officials have not released any further details about the firefighter's condition. The building was unoccupied and was being renovated. It sustained extensive smoke and water damage, and the cause of the fire is under investigation. I'm Rebecca Smith. KBIA News, Columbia.